How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We're the old school crew today, coming at you live from 1040 O Street on Drive Time. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special grades of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. Got my main man coming in. I always like bringing him in. He's a good brother, man. And it's bringing in Greg Smith from Rivals. Lot going on, Greg. What's popping, my man?
Hey, what's going on? It's good to be back with you. It's funny, things have slowed down in a little way for me because we threw signing day, but the portal is always popping and ready to keep us entertained.
Greg, obviously with the big news, Nebraska got the commit for Williams Wanuri from Missouri.
Wanuri. How I always say it. Yeah. Could be wrong.
Yeah, Wanuri was at Missouri, obviously former five-star. How big a get is it for Nebraska, considering the portal guys they lost and the potential that he could bring and the 4 years of eligibility left for him to, you know, start for the Huskers?
Yeah, so this is multi-layered. This is a great get for Nebraska for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, he does have a lot of potential and talent, right? He was rated a five-star everywhere for a reason. He's got all the traits that you look for in a guy that could be a dominant pass rusher. And so that it checks that box, and it's a big one, right? The most important one. The other thing is, like you said, he does have 4 years of eligibility left, so you can really kind of get him in the program like he's a freshman, and you not really have to do, you know, much new kind of programming to get him into your culture because he doesn't know that much about college because he was only there for a cup of tea at Missouri, right? So that's a good thing. But I think perception-wise, it helps Nebraska a ton be based off of them losing those defensive linemen. So, and I guess, you know, one or two of them could come back, but probably not very many of them. Being realistic, so that helps you perception-wise. Also, another thing is it gives you another feather in your cap if you're Matt Rhule to get another guy from Kansas City, right? Like, Matt Rhule has talked about this, and it's something that I feel like has come up with every coach that has been here since Bo, right, about needing to recruit Kansas City, as you see every other school in the country, especially in the SEC, come into that area and come into Missouri in general. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited for this pickup.
And Greg, as we know that as the world turns, it's as the portal turns. Talk about, you know, give some of our listeners a little bit of pause for the cause, I like to say, just because of the 105, and now the portal will be an uptick just because of you have to really start putting players out there, and you got to try to accumulate as many players to win right away. Talk about what if you had to talk to our listeners here on the ticket. Tell them, that, you know, your thoughts on it, whether Nebraska's going to be all right or should we turn the lights off and just go home and go to sleep?
we should not be packing up the program and just forfeiting the next five seasons by any stretch of the imagination. And I know that people, like, and it's funny because Matt Rhule tried to warn people, right? He tried to say a couple of weeks ago, hey, I think he said 30 to 50 guys will be entering the portal from Nebraska, and that sounded like an outrageous number, and it feels like we've heard so many of them coming out, and we have, and there's still more to come, and there's guys that you probably haven't realized went in. And that's in large part due to they have to get those numbers down. And there's a lot of programs around the country that are essentially eliminating their walk-on program based on these new rules as well. Like I have some people at Michigan that said that, you know, they're basically just going to eliminate the program altogether. There will be no more walk-ons. If you come to that team, you're going to come as a scholarship player. And they won't be the only ones that do that. So, no, I don't think that this is a reason for panic just based on the sheer number of players from Nebraska that have gone into the portal. Now, there there are some of those guys on, again, on the defense in particular, especially on that defensive line, that you really didn't want to lose necessarily. But when you lose a kind of beloved figure as your defensive line coach and a great coach as your defensive coordinator, that's going to happen, and that happens all over the country.
As you look at it, from your experience, Greg, and obviously you have your eyes open, your ears open as well. What's the next position that Nebraska could possibly try to attack or sign through the portal?
Wide receiver. That is definitely the one that Nebraska is going to have to kind of retool. And, you know, it's a good thing that that's the position because there's been so many receivers that have gone into the portal. And I think a handful of guys that Nebraska has already been linked to, obviously kind of Dane Key, the wide receiver from Kentucky, you know, kind of linked to the new wide receivers coach. He's a guy to keep an eye on. I see the guy from Cal, whose name is escaping me, wide receiver, is also scheduled to visit coming up. But there'll be others. I think the wide receiver is definitely the thing that you kind of get this offense kind of revamped under Dana Holgorsen, and you've got kind of, you know, Dylan Raiola saying, hey, I'm back, I'm here to stay. I think that wide receivers will be a position group that will really want to come here and play in that offense, but both play with the quarterback and be part of what Dana has done based on his history.
You know, Greg, as you talk to recruits, obviously, you know, 25 is over, and then you got 26 and 27. Has the mood changed when you talk to them about their goals coming in, or is it amped up as far as I need to come in or I need to go to a place where I'm going to play right away or within the second season? Or has that changed with the 105, you know, coming down the pipe?
You know, it's interesting. I do think that more players say that the place that they're going to, they can play early. And I'm always wondering if that's just their confidence in themselves or if that's what coaching staffs are selling them. Because as we see with what's happening with the portal, not everybody's coming in and playing right away, right? It's just not realistic to think that that's happening. So you do hear that a lot. That has definitely increased. Like the standard, you know, I want to get developed and go to the league. That's always going to be, you know, right up there, number one and two, I guess, with NIL now. But that early playing time is definitely something that gets brought up a lot. And I think maybe it'll be even more now that you're basically probably going to see, like, redshirting go away. Like, people are going to be – teams will be a lot less likely to redshirt guys because of the portal, I think. And so you may see guys talk even more about being able to play right away versus kind of waiting their time and, like, being in the crock pot for a couple of years.
And, Greg, as we move forward, you know, through bowl games, obviously college football, you know, playoffs, and obviously the championship game, the portal will continue to, you know, to grow in the masses. And I've seen, you know, where they estimate close to 15,000 to 18,000 kids in the portal. In your mind, do you think that's going to help out the FCS schools, maybe Division II and possibly Division III, as guys will maybe have to go down the level back up or just go down to play the amount of reps they'd like to play?
Yes, I do think that those schools are going to benefit. I actually saw, I don't know if you saw the tweet from Thomas Hammond, the coach at Northern Illinois, that talked about it's never been easier for a guy like him to kind of evaluate these players, both in high school and in the portal, because there's just so many more of them that are out there that are going to need to look to drop down there and maybe play for the Huskies, and they do a great job, right? And I think that that's a team that'll benefit, and I think there'll be other ones too, because I do think that obviously there won't be spots for all of these players that have entered the portal. And there are some guys that will have to drop down to be able to continue playing college football. And honestly, there's going to be some guys that have played their last college football and don't realize it yet, which can be unfortunate. But I think that it's not always just on these kids that are saying, I want to jump in the portal, like what we started off talking about teams essentially cutting players to get down to the 105. You're seeing some forced hands as well.
Yeah, and also I think a byproduct, I call it collateral damage, is I want your opinion on the high school kids that maybe not be, you know, power four per se, but might have usually been on the radar for Northern Illinois or Northern Iowa. Does it affect them in a negative way that they're probably not getting the calls back as readily as they did before? So they're in a holding pattern because of the downplay of players coming from power four?
Yeah, so that I think that that's one of the things that people really think about with high school recruiting. You know, Colorado's of the world saying that we're not going to recruit high school. It's not just that. It's if you think about all the kids that are going in the portal, you know, in Northern Illinois, Northern Iowa, you know, et cetera, those schools want to recruit the portal too. Like, they don't have to, you know, just get high school players the same way that they used to as well. Like, because there's just so many guys going in. So, yeah, there is a trickle-down effect for everyone when it comes to high school recruiting, and those guys not getting it.
Drinking and driving is a decision that could change your whole world. Things will never be the same if you ever get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way that your world can be turned upside down. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You can face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one that can face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive can permanently impact not just your world, but someone else's world as well. Whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And he looks, I do hear, that is something I hear all the time. Like, parents talk, parents and kids across the Midwest talk about that all the time. There's just not in coaches. There's not as many opportunities for kids that are not necessarily like 4- and 5-star level kids. The other kids are really having a tougher time kind of finding those opportunities.
And Greg, I want to ask you, as far as, you know, I always think in the first, after the first 2 years of the 105, I think people will probably have the hang of it, right? I wanted to ask you, how will that affect overall landscape? That's from the Alabamas, Ohio States, all the way down to the Jacksonville States, or, you know, as far as recruiting, how will it affect how they recruit high school moving forward? Will it be really, really small numbers in their classes and more portal guys? Or will it be kind of dependent on what university and what coaching staff and the tenure of the coach, how they're going to recruit?
Yeah, it might depend on where your coaching staff kind of is, and like how hot that seat is and how they feel about how comfortable they are with their job security, right? You think that you're in year 3 or 4 and you really need to get this thing going, you may not be able to continue to take 20 to 25 high school players and try to take the longer road to be able to develop those guys. You may need to flip that, take 10 to 15 high school guys, and then take the rest portal, hoping that you can get some guys that can come in and help you right away. But then if you're, say, Texas or Oregon, you can take 20 to 25 high school guys and take 5 to 10 of the best portal guys that you can get as well. So it all kind of depends, kind of, I guess, on where you are as a program. But still, the rich will always get richer in that situation, right? Those guys are always still going to have the pick of the litter of the best players. It's kind of those in-between programs that fall into a real interesting situation on how they want a team build for.
And speaking of high school kids, Greg, we'll go back to Nebraska here, then we'll get you out of here. Out of all the I guess, incoming freshmen coming in next year, give us one or two guys that you think they're going to be, you know, Power Four ready to make an impact next year.
Man, that's tough, because I think that, you know, for Nebraska, I think on the offensive side, I really like – The running back, Jerrion Parker, I think that he's going to be a kid that, fans will really like. He's got a potential to be a three-down back, and running back is kind of a position of need and a position that you can play early, right? And we've seen that before kind of across the landscape of college football. On the defensive side, I do like Christian Jones, Nebraska's highest-rated recruit, to be able to come in and get some playing time. And we've seen the model for that, right, with Vincent Shavers this past year and what he was able to do and kind of get his feet wet in there. I think Christian Jones has the same amount of potential to be able to come in and do that. But this is a class, too. We talked about kind of where teams are and their, like, kind of trajectory. And if Nebraska can get a little bit to get this class going, there's a lot of good players with potential in this class, like Jeremiah Jones, who can play either side of the ball. There's some guys in this class that have a lot of traits that you like.
Yeah, and you got to not forget about Dawson Merritt, who can do multitude of things from the linebacker position, pass rusher. So you got your bookend linebackers. Then you got Shavers. You got a pretty good second level there in the future for Nebraska. But appreciate you calling in, Greg, out of your busy day. I know you're busy, man, even though you say you're not busy. You're playing coy with us. We'll have you on back in another couple weeks, but appreciate you being on, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Y'all have a good rest of the week.
Yeah, that's Greg Smith from Rivals, man. He's got, the one thing is that when I first started doing a little bit of radio, Greg, I was at another outfit, and he's really taken off. He really is very knowledgeable. I think the good thing that we're blessed to have him on is because, he's here local, obviously in Nebraska, but he's out national. You see, if you follow his Twitter, he is everywhere, and he's talking to from Michigan and Ohio State, Bama. So he has a really good outside looking in snapshot view of Nebraska from a big picture perspective. And he has really good insight.
And that's helpful because, obviously we're thinking a lot about Nebraska, how things affect Nebraska. But in this day and age, everything's such a tangled web, right? Just because a guy doesn't commit to Nebraska the first time or even the second time doesn't mean there's not another opportunity down the road, right? Relationships. Greg's one of my go-tos. Yeah. Always has been, always will be, because of what he knows about Nebraska, because he knows the market, knows kind of the trends here. But also because of how connected he is nationally as well. The amount of people he knows. And he's so good at knowing who to talk to at the right moment to get the right information.
Yeah, he's definitely, it's 24/7 for him. And it's 365. He doesn't take any, off time. And within this day and age of college football, you can't. And he just, built up his network, which we're able to be blessed to, to get the knowledge from him, based on, his relationship building. But then also, the timing. You talk about recruiting. You talk about when you switch staffs or defense coordinator. We'll talk about this next. It affects everything that he was just talking about, is recruiting, retention, and where you are as far as in your tenure as far as at said university. So I think it was good to have him come on there because his perspective is very calm and collective and understands that there is a process. But then also he reminded our listeners, look, Matt Rule told you, look, we got 35 to 50 guys got to go. It's not what he wanted to do, it's what he has to do.
And they're 20 something right now.
Yeah, and so more will go, and unfortunately, you have good players that go in there. And Matt Rule said it. I think he's like, we'll lose some players that you just don't want to lose. And that's the harsh reality of the 105. The other harsh reality is what we asked Greg about was high school kids that normally were on definitely at the top of the list for like the Northern Illinois or the Northern Iowa or, I would say Marshall, but their whole, heck, that's a great place to call, even though nobody's picking up the phone. Places like that are not getting the offers or the callbacks because they're sitting there waiting for transfer portal. Mm-hmm. So as much as the transfer portal is appealing, it seems like the sexy thing to do, there is, collateral damage, and it goes all the way down to the high school levels. Mm-hmm. And I'd hate for it to discourage a kid that's, say he's a 2 or 3 star that normally would go to one of these schools or even go to like, Wayne State or something like that, or Kearney, and they're waiting for a guy that's more established as far as his tenure, mm-hmm. already being able to play college football and not recruit these high school kids. So
it goes even further than high school, though, which is kind of a problem because, Jay, just, I don't know if it's earlier this week or late last week, I saw, I kid you not, and I sent it to, I know I sent it to Nick and maybe someone else. There was a fourth grader playing midget football who put out a transfer portal graphic. My services are on the open. 4'4", 86 pounds. I'm trying to find the graphic.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
I found it here. There's literally a fourth grader
Yeah.
Jumping in the transfer portal for 7-on-7. He's 4'4", 49 pounds.
Yeah.
Playing midget football 7-on-7.
Trying to get some
transfer
offers.
Portal graphics.
Yeah, I mean, this is
that's how far this goes. That's a problem. I wish it would just stop at high school.
Yeah, and high school is bad enough. I mean, and there is reasons for high school. You know, obviously you don't get the type of coaching is not as probably as prevalent as you'd like to have at certain places and across the United States. But yeah, when it's down there, they're just, you know, they're going to replicate what they see and what they know or what they think they know. And maybe what they hear in the car on the radio and on TV and so and on their phones. I mean, imagine that kid has a phone, obviously, to make
also the grab. Scary.
Yeah, I know, right? He's trying to put feelers out for, I guess, his midget football league. But you know, whether it's, you know, baby Gronk that had his, you know, offers and his dad and they are, but I will tell you this, Austin, they're playing 7-on-7 nationally, always low as like sixth grade. You gotta think on ESPN at times, they have like the national championship. And so you could face some of that in the future. Hopefully they get a hold of this 105, they get a hold of the portal. Because more importantly, yes, it is professional sports, but ultimately there's kids that want to go to college for the right reasons and still get an education, no matter what their degree in. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll play a little bit of Matt Rhule presser when he talks about, you know, Coach Butler and the defense and what he wants. I thought there's some very interesting things that he said, Austin, about what he thought we took a step back in defensively. I'll give my comments on that and what he wants in the future, where he has his crosshairs and bullseyes on defensively to get over the hump. It took a unique, probably perspective to I guess, make that statement, but then also put an action plan potentially with that in mind. So anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.